don't know. I think this was about as far west as it came, isn't it? What do you call that kind of black and white animal that has a bad smell?
Skunk.
Okay.
You know how they keep him from smelling?
How?
Put a clothespin on his nose.
Oh, terrible.
Use that joke with other people.
That's terrible. How many more of these jokes have you got? I can't ever tell when you're going to do that to me.
I get a laugh out of you.
I guess so. What do you call that little, kind of little bushy-tailed animal that runs up in the trees and eats nuts?
Oh, squirrels.
Okay. Are there different kinds of squirrels?
I couldn't say so.
Okay. What do you call a little thing like a squirrel, but it's has a shorter tail and doesn't climb trees? And
well, yes, for one thing, there's a chipmunk.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that around here that I know of, then up in Lubbock, we have a ground squirrel. It's squirrel about that long and a tail about that long. You can run them down and catch them, but they bite you.
Ooh.
Ground squirrel, we call it.
Uh-huh. About 4 inches long?
About 6 inches long.
Six.
By the way, you live in Lubbock. Did you ever see any prairie dogs?
Yeah.
Out in that park.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah. At the Mackenzie Park, there's a squirrel, prairie dog village.
I've
been there. But we had in 1917, we had a prairie dog village. By nature, it's just half a mile from our house.
Oh, really?
Oh, you could see and hear them out there, yap, 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 yap. No, you can get pretty close if you carry nothing in your hand. No stick, no gun, no nothing.
Oh, really?
But if you carry something, you can't get close. And if you do shoot one, they'll drag them down the hole. You can't catch a live one, not very easy.
Interesting.
They live a life of their own.
That's very interesting. Yeah, I've seen those out at Mackenzie Park, you know.
Coming south here, prairie dogs, the prairie dogs was between Marble Falls and Barnett. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Northwest of Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 1936.
Uh-huh.
The last time they came through there, there wasn't no more prairie dogs.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet they're not there anymore.
There's no prairie dogs nowhere in Texas. They were poisoned out.
Oh, huh, I know.
Well, they were detrimental to the people's crops and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
It's like they're fighting the eagles now. They're detrimental to the sheep.
Uh-huh.
For my part, the eagles are necessary for taking care of rotten meat, you might say, decomposed meat. And at the same time, they do cause trouble. So what you going to do?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, the poor and the gas of everything.
Uh-huh. That's
true. The poor and the con, you might say.
What do you call those little things that sit around the pond and at night and make noise?
Frogs.
Okay. Are there different kinds of frogs?
You had two kinds of frogs. Those that hang around the water with long legs. You can eat those legs. You ever eat frog legs?
Yeah, I didn't like them. Do you like them?
Just like chickens, I tell you. It's been over 60 years since I ate them.
Too rich.
Well, it is true. But I'm like about people getting frogs, they cut the legs off them while they're alive and let them die with squealing.
Oh.
I couldn't stand to knock them in the head first.
Yeah.
Stun them. So, then a land frog, those are toads. Those in the water are called bullfrogs, come to think of it.
Uh-huh.
Bullfrogs.
Uh-huh.
And those on the land are called toads.
Uh-huh.
I don't see many of them anymore either.
Uh-huh. I have one that lives in my garden. I guess it's a toad. I don't know if it's a toad or a frog. I don't know.
Well, it couldn't be a frog because frogs doesn't subsist on land.
Yeah, well,
they need to be near water.
Yeah.
And that frog, when it's born, is called a tadpole.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we used to have big puddles in Wichita Falls after rain, you know, and we'd come out there and there'd be all these tadpoles. What do you put on your hook when you go fishing?
Bait, worm.
Mm-hmm. What kind of worm do you use?
I couldn't describe the certain worm. Just go dig them out. I tell them before, I can't do that. I don't like the smell of worm has.
I didn't know it smells.
Oh, they've got a funny, not exactly, I don't know how to describe it. I can't say taste, because we don't eat no worm.
Yeah.
But that's something about a worm I don't like.
Yeah.
I haven't been fishing so long, I forgot which side to hook to pick up. Or which side of the pole to pick up.
Yeah. Well, tell me, speaking of not liking worms, do y'all have snakes around here?
Oh yes, we don't have those. We don't have rattlesnakes that I know of. And the moccasins would be around a creek, a water place somewhere. But do they have? Well, you do have an occasional coral snake and an occasional copperhead.
Yeah.
But we had three snakes in the yard this year. But they're all harmless. You can tell a harmless snake by starting to tease him. He won't fight back. That's a harmless snake.
Oh.
But I kill him just the same.
Uh huh. You know, I was at We went down to New Braunfels, I guess it was last Labor Day, and we went to a raft ride down the river,
mm-hmm.
and I was sitting beside the river before we went, and something fell out of a tree and hit me on the shoulder, and fell on my shoulder, and it was a snake. Scared me to death. It wasn't a very big one, fortunately.
It was a harmless snake, because a part of the snake that probably would be in trees.
Yeah, yeah. It was just a little grass snake, I think. But still, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
It scared me.
No, when I was waiting near Amarillo in 1917, we used a bunch of kids on Sunday afternoon, or Saturday afternoon, sitting down on the ground just shooting the bull, and something starts picking me here.